Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Happy Tuesday. Can you believe it is middle of January already? I have no idea where time goes. It constantly is ticking. And today, Tuesday, January 16th, the Momentum Mastermind has kicked off, and I am so excited to meet with this amazing group of women and see where everyone's intentions and goal settings are going for our time period together. With that, it's not too late to join. If you're still looking, I have one more spot available. That is it, and it's waiting for you. If you are on the fence, reach out to me today. With that being said, today I am going to talk about how once you've completed a goal, you can experience this letdown period, both emotionally and physically sometimes too, but why it happens and how to turn it around. Specifically, I'm going to talk of my experience through sport and how this feels, because it correlates to a lot of different life lessons and not just in the athletic world. But I always do find that it is an easy, well, not easy, just such a relatable concept. So I completed the 70.3 Ironman back in December, and I did do a podcast on that, so you've all heard about that already. But I wanted to talk about basically what happened for the following few weeks post this accomplishment. I definitely had an emotional let down, I'm going to say, just this overall kind of feeling where I was going through the months leading up to it with so much anticipation and build up, you know, the excitement for the goal. And then once the goal was accomplished, it kind of leaves a bit of a sense of emptiness and just this feeling of, you know, lack of focus and things like that. And obviously the reason being, leading up to it, I had such a regimented schedule to make sure that I showed up on the start line ready to go. And again, the start line, I can relate to anything here in life. Whatever goal you're working towards, you finally show up to this specific time. And then what? You kind of sit in this like, okay, now what's next? And this is completely normal. There's a few things that can happen through this time. One being identity shifts. Achieving your goal often really comes with a shift in your identity. You learn so many new aspects about yourself. And so its completion can lead to a period of adjustment within ourselves. Another thing can be comparisons and our external validation. So we may actually be seeking external validation or comparing ourselves to others during the pursuit of this goal. And so that in itself can lead to letdown, especially if the expected validation doesn't match the reality of this accomplishment. Another thought process here is the fear of what's next. And I think that for me, I really relate to this, this thought process, the uncertainty of what's coming after achieving the said goal. Things like this can be so daunting. The fear of not having a clear path or a clear purpose, it can really lead to fear of, or that feeling, I should say, of let down altogether. So this is the exact reason why we need to have an outlook that goes so much further than just the exact goal. from goal setting, we learn how we want to feel, and we have to be so clear and certain on our whys. And so I had that laid out through this specific event, but then event ended, and now it's like, okay, why? So I think as I am chatting to myself here and having a realization at the same time, in this exact experience for myself, the event ended. I wasn't happy with parts of it, but it all came together in the end, and I actually had a personal best. But I realized that for me, I do like this distance of triathlon, but I don't really like swimming. And so I learned something from this event. I will not do specific triathlons again when it is in an environment that doesn't suit me for my swim. So cold water, ocean swims, you know. So I have put a triathlon on my calendar for the end of July, which is in Oregon. And it is a downriver swim in the middle of summer. So it sounds pretty awesome. And it actually is surrounding myself with community because I am doing it with some amazing women. And I'm actually very excited for this race. So it's taking out an element that I'm fearful of. And I don't even know if I'm going to say fearful of, just now know that I learned from this past one that I'm just not interested in doing. So anyways, back to the topic at hand. So another reason for letdown post goal achievement can be perceived perfection. So that's if the goal was associated with an expectation of achieving perfection, and any perceived imperfections in the outcome that you didn't see coming can lead to disappointment and a sense of failure. And the last one I'm going to talk about here is the loss of motivation. So oftentimes the goal provides a clear target for our motivation. And then once that goal is reached, individuals may struggle to find a new source of motivation, and leading to a dip in emotional well-being. And definitely this is also where I ended up feeling it at the end. I was not loss of motivated for doing things, period. But I definitely found and still find that I'm like, oh, well, why would I do like an hour or 90 minute bike ride today? I'm not really training for anything specifically. So, you know, lessening my ability. And so this is where I need to look further in future and realize that, like, yeah, I don't need to push myself for 90 minutes on the bike every time I get on it. But I do know that for my health and my body, every so often pushing that 1% more is so important. And so identifying where I need to start leaning in again. And I lied. I said that that was my last point, but I do have one more, and it is the burnout and the exhaustion at the end of it. Intense efforts to achieve our goals can lead to burnout, and after reaching the goal, the exhaustion can catch up, contributing to a letdown as the body and the mind seek recovery. And this is true in all facets, not just in the physical endeavors, in the sport endeavors. This can also and does also happen in, you know, business and personal aspects of your life. So burnout is real, exhaustion is real, and that is why giving ourselves grace and self-care is so important. And so this time round, once I had completed the race and realized I was really sitting in some of these feelings a week later, first of all, it was acknowledging how I was feeling, and then figuring out what I needed to do for myself to move through and past these feelings. I spoke of them. I surrounded myself in community, and I started to fill my calendar with things that really excited me, that no, weren't the triathlon training things, but things that I was missing out on because I was putting those on pause while I was really focused on this specific goal. And that's what happens in life. We can't do all goals all at one time. We need to really hone in on our whys and why we are prioritizing certain things at certain times. And And those all fluctuate at different times and different levels. And so knowing your why and your when are so important. And then being able to start to get back to different things and work on different goals that bring you joy again. And so it is so, well, I would just say that, like, that's life, right? We always go up and down with different things, but achieving goals is such a rewarding, rewarding feeling. I will never say don't do it because of the downfall of how you may feel the next day. That is your telltale to get back up and figure out what you're doing next, because that is how we grow. That's how we move forward. And if you're sitting stagnant, then you're not growing. So today I challenge you to reevaluate where you're sitting in some of your intentions and your goals. Are you getting after them? Do you need to put 1% more into that to start seeing a difference? And if you're not lit up by things, how about you refocus and reevaluate your why to make sure that when you hit that why, even if you're sitting in a little bit of a funk after you've accomplished that, you know why you did it in the first place, how you felt going through it, how you felt accomplishing that, and then what's next so that you can continue to grow forward. Anyways, I hope that everyone enjoyed this podcast, and happy Tuesday. See you guys on Friday. Thanks so much.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.